It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, we look at the influence of Frank Lloyd Wright on the architect's 150th birth anniversary. First, Governor Walker wants to make Wisconsin the first state in the country to drug test people who apply for Medicaid health benefits. The testing would focus on childless and able-bodied adults. The governor's plan to drug test recipients of public benefits has been controversial. Opponents have argued that the move is expensive and maybe even immoral. Supporters say it ultimately lends a helping hand to people struggling with addiction. Jason Stein joins us now. He covers the state capitol for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Jason, welcome back to the show.
Hello, Rob. Thanks for having me.
Well, spell out the specifics of this plan to drug test certain Medicaid health applicants.
Sure. I mean, there's many, many aspects to it, but I think it comes down to, in a nutshell, that the state will run screening questions to childless adults applying for Medicaid if they're able-bodied. And if they, you know, sort of quote-unquote fail that portion of it, they'll be asked to take a drug test. And if they refuse or if they take the drug test and fail, they'll have to do treatment. If they refuse treatment, then they won't be eligible for Badger Care.
So not all Medicaid applicants would be tested, not even all Medicaid applicants in this category of childless, able-bodied adults. There's first that questionnaire.
Correct. Presumably, you know, the questionnaire would have questions such as, you know, have you been convicted of a drug offense, or, you know, questions along those lines that might tease out people that would be at a higher likelihood of using drugs at the time.
Now, this is something, as we've talked about in the past, the state can't do on its own. We would need some kind of approval from the federal government. What would the governor need to get?
He would need to get a waiver from President Trump's administration that would essentially let the state waive the normal federal rules that are in effect. And again, you know, it's worth noting that, as you said, there is no other state that has done this for Medicaid. It's been done for other public benefit programs, but because healthcare is at times a life and death situation, it's particularly sensitive in the case of Medicaid.
Is it anticipated that the Trump administration would give a thumbs up here?
You know, I really don't know the answer to that, Rob. I mean, we are also asking for the ability to charge premiums to certain childless adults. That is something that Vice President Mike Pence's administration did when he was governor of Indiana. And one of the consultants who was very instrumental in that measure there is now the head of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid. So in that case, you would certainly expect the Trump administration to approve it. But because the drug testing is so unusual, it's hard to say.
Talking to Jason Stein from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about the governor's plans to have drug testing for certain Medicaid applicants, a written screening, and then drug testing for some people in the category of childless and able-bodied adults. Jason, what has been the argument from Governor Walker and others who support this idea?
You know, what the governor has said is that I think the state's unemployment rate is just a little bit above 3%. So employers are having more difficulty finding workers. The governor thinks that addiction is one barrier to work and is arguing that this program could get people into treatment and into the workforce. You know, I think it's worth noting that we have yet to see the empirical evidence of that. A similar testing regime in the Wisconsin Works W-2 program, the Welfare to Work program, you know, so far has not really produced anyone that has made it through drug testing.
Right, but Governor Walker has been emphasizing the point that, you know, this isn't a matter of you fail a drug test, you don't get Medicaid assistance, that addiction treatment would be the next step, or at least the availability of addiction treatment.
Correct, and the administration has softened its proposal somewhat along these lines, The governor initially said that if you, refuse treatment, his administration wanted to keep you off Badger Care for 6 months. Now the proposal would be such that even if you refuse treatment, you could reconsider, accept treatment, and go on Badger Care at any time.
What have critics been saying about this proposal?
I think the main thing they say is that there's no evidence it would work. Again, in other states and in the W-2 program, the drug testing has turned up relatively few people who are using drugs. And then, again, the treatment so far has not been, accepted in large numbers or effective in large numbers in the W-2 program. The other thing they say is that there's an argument that, is likely to be made in federal court eventually that this is a legal search and seizure by the government that's unconstitutional.
Let's bring on a caller. We've got Mark on the line in Green Bay. Mark, hi.
Yeah, I just wondered how this might affect people who suffer from chronic alcoholism, when the doctors know about it and stuff. That's all.
Mark, thanks for the call. Does this restrict itself, as far as we know, Jason, to illegal drugs?
That's certainly the primary target here. There's certainly the possibility that would be that would also come into play. I mean, I think the difficulty is that the mere presence of alcohol in the blood is not a marker of alcoholism per se. So there would have to be some further testing regime or screening regime, I think, to make that possible.
So what is the timeline on this, looking ahead now that this request has been made by the governor?
Rob, I believe it's 75 days for the federal government to respond to Wisconsin's request for a waiver, and a minimum of 75 days, I should say. And then once we get an answer from the federal government, would be at least a year for the state to actually implement the testing. And, there still needs to be some legislative sign-off in the state house as well.
And have Republicans in the legislature been on board so far with this idea?
In concept, certainly, yes. It's not out of the question that they may object to some of the details of the proposal, but I think it's very likely that they'll embrace the lion's share of it.
Jason, thanks a lot for joining us.
Oh, thank you, Rob.
That's Jason Stein. He covers the state capitol for the Milwaukee Journal-Sentinel. He joined us to talk about Governor Walker's formal request to the Trump administration to allow drug testing of certain people who apply for Medicaid.